Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 32, No Condemnation, Romans 8:1. Hear it. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That word, therefore, is doing real work. Paul has just spent an entire chapter, chapter 7, laying bare the war inside him. The good he wants to do, he doesn't do. The evil he doesn't want to do, he does anyway. He writes it with a rawness that is almost uncomfortable to read, because it is our rawness too, and it is exactly there, at the bottom of that confession, in the place where failure was named without cover. It is exactly there that the verdict of grace lands. Not after you cleaned yourself up, not once you finally got it together, right there, in the middle of the struggle. And the verdict is no condemnation. Not less condemnation. Not condemnation on hold. None. For those who are in Christ Jesus, the case is closed and the courtroom is empty. No open charges, no pending accusation, no sentence waiting to be handed down. This is a forgiveness so complete it did not leave a single crumb of legal guilt behind. And notice the word the apostle chooses, now, not someday, not once you've grown enough, not after that habit finally breaks, now, this morning. You do not graduate into this freedom by improving. It is already yours, because it belongs to Christ, and you are in him. And that is where everything is anchored, in Christ Jesus. That is the address that matters. Your security does not rest on yesterday's performance or today's resolve. It rests on your position, inside him. And as long as you are inside him, what is yours. His righteousness is yours. The Father's approval is yours. But something needs to be said plainly, because there is a voice, you may know it well, that has not stopped speaking. It replays the mistake. It rehearses the failure. It whispers that you don't deserve it, that grace has its limits, that this time you went too far. That voice is not the Spirit of God. The Spirit does convict, yes, but he convicts to restore, to bring back, to lead you home. The other voice condemns to crush, to paralyze, to drive you away. One voice speaks your name with tenderness. The other uses your name as an indictment. Learn the difference. And stop listening to the one that lies. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper and write down the accusation that loops in your mind. That sentence you most fear might be true about you. Write it out, then write across it, in large letters, Romans 8:1, and tear it up, not as a ritual, as a declaration, as an act of faith that says out loud, the verdict has already been rendered, and it is not condemnation, it is freedom. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.